One benefit of our combined meeting is that it gives me an opportunity to share a little bit with the Chinese congregation some of the things that we are studying together in our English groups.
每次合并聚会呢，都给我们一个很好的机会，让我可以跟在中文组的弟兄姊妹们分享我们这些日子在英文组的得着。
It's good for the parents to hear what the children are being taught. Amen.
特别年轻人的父母，你们会知道你们的孩子在英文组所学的是什么。
So you will better know how to reinforce and encourage the lessons that our young people are being taught in the English meeting.
所以你们在家里的时候能够有机会真的了解我们所分享的内容呢，在家里鼓励孩子们更晋升。
Amen.
阿门吗？
I trust though there is a benefit for all of us to, this morning as we consider this lesson on being still in God's presence.
今天早晨我跟大家分享的题目是要安静并且知道神与你同在。
I have to confess that I'm a little bit intimidated by the topic of being able to convey it correctly and adequately this morning.
我心里为了要能够把这个题目讲得详细讲得完全是有一点战惊恐惧。
Can you relate to my feeling? Sometimes there are concepts in God's word that are so big.
你知道有一些观念在圣经里的观念是很大的。
That transcend words or an outline or some points.And we wrestle and find it difficult to communicate those things.
是远远超过人的话语，或者是这个总纲所能够表达的。
So I do appeal to you this morning that you would be patient and listen for what God's Spirit is trying to say.
今天早晨我要请你们耐心的在神的面前仔细听神对你要说的话。
So if my words fall short or they don't get us exactly where we need to go this morning. I hope you can listen to what the Spirit would say this morning.
即使我的话语也许不足，但是在你里面的圣灵可以把他的话更深、更宽的解开。所以，请你们注意里面圣灵的引领。
Does that make sense?
听得懂我的意思吗？
If I'm not making sense,
如果你们听不懂的话，
well, let's.Let's pray over God's word, amen, and pray over our hearts to hear God's word.
我们先为我们的心能够领受神的话祷告。
Father, we ask you that you would help us, God, just to hear what you're trying to say to our heart this morning.
是的，父啊，我们求你帮助我们能够倾听今天早晨你要向我们说的话。
That we would receive the lesson as it relates and pertains to our situation.
让我们就着我们所在的环境中所需要听见的，让我们听见。
We stand and take authority over the enemy that would try to confuse or interfere with the coming forth of your word this morning.
早晨我们奉主名禁止一切叫我们不能明白或让我们迷糊的仇敌的工作。
Any distractions, any busyness, any stray thoughts that would try to take us away from what you want to speak to us this morning.
任何其他的事物的吸引或者流荡的思想，主我们求你都为我们除去，叫我们专心在你的面前。
We just resist that, we cut it off, we rebuke any kind of distraction of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣大能得胜的名，斥责一切叫我们思想流荡离开神的任何仇敌的工作。
Holy Spirit, come and minister the truth of Christ and the message of Jesus to our hearts this morning.
圣灵，你早晨来，把主自己里面的真理向我们打开。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
My message this morning is really something that I have found over and over and over God speaking to my heart.Through the last 35 years that I've been following Jesus.
过去我跟随主35年之内，常常今天早上我所要分享的题目是神在我里面教导我的。
Do you ever find that there are certain themes or topics that God will revisit in your heart over and over and over again?
在你信主的日子里，你有没有发现有一些题目呢，是神在你一生的旅程中一直不断的重复在教导你的？
Certain central truths that are so important to your walk with the Lord that He always brings you back to Him.
有些非常重要的中心的那个真理，神常借着环境带我们一直来看这个真理。
For me, this is one of those messages. This is one of those topics.
对我而言呢，今天早上这个题目就是神常带我回到的中心思想里。
And what I want to communicate with you guys this morning, what I want to share on is this, the value, the, necessity of knowing how to get still.And wait in God's presence.
今天早晨我所要分享说，我们要学习如何安静，停留在神的同在里。知道这件事是必要的，而且是很有价值的。
Right after I became a believer in Jesus, you know, really committed my heart to Him, and I think it was about 1980.
在1979或80的时候，是我把自己的生命真的交给主的，我的那个时候。
Somebody gave me a small book by Andrew Murray.
那时候有一个人把一个圣徒叫 Andrew Murray 写的小册子给我。
Entitled Waiting on God.
那个题目叫做等候神。
I was a brand new Christian.
我那时候才刚刚信神。
I didn't know much about the ways of God at the time.
我对于神的道路是认识的非常的少。
And so I took the message of that book very, very literally.
所以呢，当我读那本册子的时候，我是把那一个字句，一字一句当作真理来读的。
Sometimes not knowing much about the ways of the Lord is a disadvantage.
有时候对于那个不认识主神的道路的人呢，常常这是一个不利的事。
Right?
有时候因为我们对神的道路不认识，对我们是不利的。
But sometimes not knowing too much aboutTheology and doctrine can be to your advantage.
但是有的时候对神学呢认识非常的粗浅，有的时候对我们是有利的。
Sometimes when you're very young in the Lord and you don't know too much, you just believe God in a very confident way that if you had more information, you might not do.
在我们初信主的时候，因为我们对主的认识很少，我们的信心是很单纯的。有时候到后来我们的知识增加，反而对我们不容易简单的相信神。
So here I was about 19 years old, somebody handed me this book, Waiting on God.
所以我那个时候大概19岁，有人送给我这么一本小册子，是关于等候神的教导。
So, every day I went to prayer.
所以每一天呢，我都祷告。
I can still remember that special little place that I had where I would seek God every day.
我还记得我每一次都在同一个地方，一个小小的地方，在那里祷告等候神，寻求神。
Where the Lord met me in a very special way.
然后神常在那个时刻向我显示他的自己。
I had my list of things that I needed God to do in my life.
我会带着一个祷告的需要，好像写了好多项的名单来到神面前。
But after I prayed through all my list,
当我把我所有项目都祷告完了
I took that little book out, Waiting on God.
我就把那本小册子等候神的小册子打开来
It was a 31-day devotional.
那是一个31天的一个晨更的小册子
A different promise on waiting on God every day it talked about.
每一天教我一个关于等候神而带来的应许
So I'd read the promise about waiting on God.
所以我就读一下那个经节关于神的应许是什么
And I would wait.
然后我就在那里学习等候。
I would get still.
我就不动。
I still remember that little house with the hardwood floor.
我还记得我们那个小小的房子是木板的地板。
I just put my face on the floor.
我就脸伏于地。
And I waited for God to show up.
在那里等神来向我显现。
Because I didn't know any better.
因为我才刚信主，什么都搞不清楚。
I didn't know that people oftentimes talk about waiting on God as a general principle.
我不知道等候神是一个我们生活的一个原则。
I waited right there and waited for Him.
所以我就在那里等，真的花时间在那里等神。
And you know what?
你知道吗？
He began to show up day after day.
一天一天过去，神就开始来拜访我。
And as I waited in God's presence,
当我在等候他的同在
He began to talk to me,
他开始向我说话
and tell me things that my heart needed to hear.
告诉我我当时心中所应该听到的话
Day after day after day after day.
每一天都是如此。
Every day I showed up to wait.
每一天只要我在那里等他。
Every day he showed up and began to talk to me.
他就会出现来与我说话。
Because in my simple childlike faith way,
因为那时候我就像一个孩童简单的信心。
I expected God to do what His Word promised He would do.
我很单纯，就相信神会照着他话语所说的来做。
That if I waited on Him, I wouldn't be ashamed.
知道说等候他的必不至羞愧。
That if I waited on Him, He would renew my strength.
因为我知道圣经上说等候他的要重新得力。
That if I waited on Him, He would empower me with the Holy Spirit.
我等候他的，他就让把圣灵的能力赐下来。
That if I waited on him, he would give me direction and show me what to do.
等候他的，他必指引你的道路，这都是关于等候的应许。
I waited.
所以我就开始等。
And he did. He fulfilled his promises.
神就完成他的应许。
Amen.
阿们吗？
It is still a very precious time in my memory about my early days in following Jesus.
这是我非常宝贵的记忆，是有关我刚信主的日子的学习。
And so here I am 35 years later.
现在35年过去了。
And God begins to talk to me.
神开始向我说话。
He begins to correct me.
他开始矫正我。
He begins to say, David, you're not listening.
他说大卫啊，你没有注意听我的声音。
You know, every day I had my quiet time.
每一天我还是有安静的时间。
It wasn't too quiet.
只是呢，我并不是很安静。
I'm always talking, 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 talking.
因为我总是在那里向神说话。
God do this, God do that, God I need this, and what about that?
跟说神说你帮我做这个，你帮我做这个，那件事帮我做这件事，我有这个需要。
And God by His Spirit began to tell me, David, you're talking too much.
借着里面的圣灵，神开始提醒我说，你说太多了。
You're not listening.
所以以至于你都听不见我讲话。
You're not waiting.
你没有真的在等我。
In my prayer time, I was so busy talking, talking, talking.
在我祷告的时间里，我都忙着跟神讲话。
I had forgotten how to be still.
我忘了什么叫做安静。
Am I making sense this morning?
你听懂我的意思吗？
Sometimes we call it a quiet time, a prayer time.
很多时候我们说我们花点时间安静在主的面前一起祷告。
But what it really is a worrying time.
事实上，实际来说，很多我们可能都是那段时间应该叫不叫安静，叫做忧虑时间。
God, what are you going to do about this?
我们很忧虑这件事，是神啊，这件事该怎么办？那件事该怎么办啊？
You understand what I'm talking about?
所以我们在安静的时候，实际上充满了忧虑。
Oh, and today at work I have to do this, or at class I have this assignment, and then the kids need this and that and this and that. Worry, worry, worry.
我今天上班有这个问题，我今天学校有这个考试，我的孩子有那个需要，每一天都充满了忧虑跟需要。
I can see from your faces I'm not the only one that does this.
从你们脸上表情，我可以看出来我不是唯一有这个问题的人。
And so God starts telling me, David, be still.
所以神开始提醒我说，大卫啊，要安静。
Stop talking.
不要一直说话。
Be quiet.
安静。
Have you ever heard God tell you to be quiet?
你有没有听到神跟你说，安静，不要讲话。
Still your thoughts.
叫你的所有的思路停下来。
Oh, but this is so difficult these days.
但是在今天这个时代，这是蛮困难的一件事。
You want to know why? Because we've got these little things.
知道吗？因为我们都有这个 iPhone 或者这个smartphone.
Oh, I got a text.
Oh, 有人传简讯给我了。
Or what's on my laptop? I got email.
Oh, 我电脑上电子邮件来了。
In the old days, we only used to go to the mailbox, right?
以前我们寄信都要去到邮箱去或者邮局去，不是？
Now we have to check the mailbox, we have to check our text, and we have to check our email.
现在为了要检查邮件，我们不仅是看那个邮箱，还要看我们的手机，还看我们的电脑。
Our Twitter account.
我们 Twitter 里面
Our Facebook page.
我们的那个脸书里面有没有信息？
Or what do they call that other thing? WeChat, Lucretia?
还有微信里面有没有信息？
We have all these tools. We've got 8 different ways to get mail now.
现在有七八种方式，我们收到各样的通讯。
But they tell you it's going to make your life easier.
他们本来介绍这些给你的时候，跟你说这会让你的生活更容易一点。
It's going to help you become more organized, right?
更有效率，更有组织的。
Well, that's not true, is it?
但是这可不是事实，不是吗？
We have all these things, all these screens popping up, all these little boxes.
无论我们的电脑或电话，各种的资讯不断地跑进来。
Our mind races from this thing to that thing to that thing, to the thing that happened yesterday or should have happened last week.
我们的心思就是为被这些人吸引，看到明天的事、今天的事，还有过去的事。
In our mind, our thoughts are running all the time.
所以我们的心思变得非常的忙碌。
And the devil loves it.
仇敌最喜欢我们的心思忙碌。
The enemy loves it.
仇敌最喜欢这样。
There's no stillness. There's no quiet place in our mind and in our heart.
在我们的心中，在我们的思想里，没有一个安静的时刻。
And we have no rest.
以至于我们不能够安息。
No peace.
也没有平安。
And because we cannot hear God's voice in the quiet place.
因为我们不能够在一个安静的状态里听见神的声音。
There's no power in our voice.
以至于我们说话没有能力。
Amen?
Amen.
We are living in a day that I believe is different than any other day before us.
我相信我们活在一个世代是跟以前非常不同。
We are more distracted than any other generation, I believe.
我们活在一个世代呢，我们很容易被其他事情吸引走。
The old path.
过去的事
the ancient path,
那古代的那种方式
the path of our grandfathers and great grandfathers and our fathers before us,
我们的先祖他们所过的日子
the path of being still and quiet,
他们过去能够安静可以静默
is in conflict with the voice and the attitude of this generation, this present day situation.
我的先祖所能有的安静的生活方式是跟我们今天这个世代忙碌的生活方式是
We have become so distracted.
我们很容易就被打岔，被吸引。
We have forgotten how to be still.
我们已经忘记什么叫做安静。
Amen.
Amen.
So the Lord lately has been telling me, David, you've got to learn this all over again.
所以神最近提醒我说，大卫啊，你得重新学这个功课。
I'm sorry, Michelle. None of this is in my notes, is it?
Exactly. It's okay.
I knew I wasn't going to know what I was saying when I got up here. So God has been telling me to be still, to be quiet.
所以神提醒我要安静，要静默。
Have you ever noticed that oftentimes we have a plan for this meeting and for this task or to talk to somebody about this or a luncheon appointment?
因为有常常你计划一天中我今天要跟这个人讲这件事跟那个人吃午饭今天要处理这件那件的事。
A predetermined goal or objective in all of our meetings, all of our plans.
我们有一个已经预设好的目标我们做每一件不同的事。
But oftentimes it's in the unplanned meetings, the times when we're driving someplace with our kids and just taking a little more time to talk and listen, that we have a special moment where they open up their hearts to us in a very extraordinary way.
常常呢，我们一天里面可以计划很多的事，达到不同的目的。但常常是在那个没有预设、没有计划的时间里，比如说我们带孩子去上个课，在这个路上呢，他们把他们的心打开来，跟我们分享了一些在他们心里的话。
It's even in our relationships with one another. Sometimes when we slow down long enough to ask a few insightful questions and listen.
很多时候我们在跟人相处的时候我们突然安静下来问一些比较有深度的问题
that we begin to hear things from one another that are more meaningful and more significant than all the things we plan to talk about
在那种时刻里我们常常听到一些有意义的有深度的从人心生出来的是我们计划中所不会忙碌的计划中所不会听见的
Am I making sense?
你们听懂我的意思吗
Still not sure yet. Okay, I'll keep on. In the same way, it is that way with God between us.
同样，我们跟神的关系有时候是这样的。
We have our ideas. We have our things that we want to talk to God about.
我们很有概念说我今天要告诉神什么事情。
But if we will take the time to listen, slow down, and just wait on God,
但是如果我们稍微停下来一下安静地在神面前等候他一下。
He will begin to speak to us about things that we didn't even know we need to hear.
常常他在那个时刻他会向我们说一些话是甚至我们不知道我需要听到的话。
This is how it works between us and our children, between us and our friends, between us and our spouses.
我们跟我们的孩子我们的朋友我们的配偶之间常常也是这样子的。
When we slow down and we're not running from one thing to another,
当我们不忙地从一个地方赶到另外一个地方而突然慢下来花一点时间
and we begin to convince one another to communicate to each other that I really want to hear what is on your heart.
我们开始与对方沟通说我真的想要知道一下你心里是怎么想。
When people begin to believe that we really want to hear what is inside of them,
当别人发现我们有诚意要听他心中的话的时候
they often make up their mind,
常常会帮助他们下定决心
and they say, this is somebody that I can trust,
决定说 这个人是我可信的
that I can entrust my heart to, that I can tell them what's really inside of me,
这是我可信赖的我可以把真的在我心中所想的告诉他交托给他的
This waiting, this being still, this slowing down helps make this happen.
什么时候我们稍微停下来安静下来的时候会帮助这个信任被建立起来
Between us and God,
当神与我们之间也是如此
Between us and our children,
我们跟孩子之间也是如此
Between us and our spouses,
我们跟我们的配偶之间也是如此
Between us and our friends,
我们跟朋友之间也是需要这样
When we slow down in the place of prayer,
当我们来到神面前，在一个祷告的情况里安静下来。
God says, I think they really do want to hear what I have to say to them.
神就会觉得说我们是有诚意想要来听神想要说的话。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Let's read a few verses here.
我们可以一起读几节经节。
Psalms 37, verse 7,
诗篇37篇第七节
says, Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him.
你当默然依靠耶和华，耐心等候他。
Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices.
不要因那道路通达的和那恶谋成就的心怀不平。
Verse 9, 37:9. For the evildoers shall be cut off,
因为作恶的必被剪除,
but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land.
唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。
The blessing, the inheritance, comes to those who know how to wait on God.
承受地土的祝福是给那些知道如何等候神的人。
We are, all of us are at one time or another caught up into the struggle where we want to feel like we have to fight with our circumstances and with situations around us to secure the blessing.
我们常常在一个处境中，我觉得我们必须要努力奋斗，然后征战，才能够握住、抓稳住神要给我的祝福。
But the scriptures tell us,
但是圣经怎么说的?
That in spite of how things appear with our natural eye,
不管我们这个天然人所看见的事物是怎么发展,
God is in control.
神在那里掌握一切。
God is the king, so we must wait on his blessing because he's the one that gives the inheritance.
神是那个君王，他是那个主宰，他负责给我们所需要的东西，我们所要做的就是安静等候。
But we have a fight of faith that we live out every day. Amen?
但是我们常常好像在那里征战，在那里挣扎。
And so as we go out into the world,
我们进入世界里生活，
work, school, whatever,
是上班或者是上学，
the circumstances of life seem to say that they are in control and that we must struggle with them to gain the victory and the inheritance.
好像我们所在的环境，他们是拥有那个主宰权，而我们这些人要凭着信心去征战，去夺取我们所当得的祝福。
So these waiting times, these being still before God times,
所以这些等候，安静等候的神的时间
are absolutely essential to our spiritual walk.
事实上对我们属灵的路是非常的重要的。
Because it is in these being still before God times,
因为在神面前花时间等候安静。
That we meditate on God's word, that we connect with God's spirit,And we are reminded that He is in control and not man.
因为唯有我们花时间等候神，读他的话，进入他的同在，我们的心灵与他相扣的时候，我们才真认识到，不是人或事物掌权，是我的神掌权。
And so in that still place, our soul finds rest.
在那样安静等候的时刻里，我们的灵魂就得到安息。
We take a deep breath. Oh.
我们就能够喘气。
That's right, God is in control.
是的，神在掌权。
Psalms 46.
第诗篇第四十六篇说到。
Psalms 46 is actually the song that we sang earlier, still comes from the words of Psalms 46.
这就是我们今天早晨所唱诗歌它的那个根据。
Psalms 46 says, though the ground beneath us shake, or the mountains slip into the sea,
地虽震动，山虽摇动，到海兴。
God is with us.
你们神却是与我们同在。
Psalms 46 verse 10.
第十节说到。
Says, be still and know that I am God.
你们要休息，要知道我是神。
Be still and know that God is King.
要知道他在万邦中被尊崇。
Be still and know that God is in control of your life.
要休息，要知道神负你的责任。
Be still and know that God will answer your prayers.
要安静，要休息，知道神会答应你的祷告。
Be still and remember that God is the one that helps you.
要安静，要休息，是神来帮助你。
Amen. But because we are beginning to neglect that sacred art of being still.
但是呢，我们的问题是，我们常常忽略了这个重要的学习，就是要安静。
We start to forget that God is in control and not people around us.
以至于我们会忘记说，真的掌控万有的是神，而不是我们四周的人。
Amen.
Amen.
Be still and know that I am God.
要休息，要知道我是神。
I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth.
我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上被他尊崇。
Verse 11,
第十一节说到
The Lord of hosts is with us.
万军之耶和华与我们同在。
God is in control.
神在负责。
He is to be exalted above every authority on earth.
他是在地上所有权柄之上。
This God that is in absolute control is with us. Verse 11.
万有的是与我们同在的那位。
The God of Jacob is our fortress.
雅各的神是我们的避难所。
And then there is this wonderful little word, Selah.
然后呢，这个圣经在这一节末了写一个细拉。
Most Bible commentators will tell you that this little word, Selah,
所有圣经的学者都会告诉你这细拉这两个字的意思。
Means to pause.
表示说停
stop,
停
meditate,
默想
reflect on what the scripture has just said.
读到这里就停一下，默想圣经这一段的话语的意思。
In the book of Psalms, over and over, we will find this word Selah.
在诗篇里面，你会一直看到这样的两个字。
After God communicates a very large concept,
每次当神跟我们沟通一个很重要的事的时候，
He will say, "Now take time to meditate on this truth."
他就会说，希拉，就是说，安静一下，默想一下你刚才读的。
Wait, be still.
安静等候。
Because there are some concepts about God that are so big.
因为有些这些重要的概念呢，关于神的是这么的浩大。
They are not easy for our natural minds to comprehend.
对我们天然人的思想来说是很难完全明白。
At such times, the writer of the psalm is saying, slow down.So you can absorb the depth and reality of what the scripture has just said.
所以圣经在这里就可以说，就说停一下，所以你能够吸收，能够了解你刚才读的是什么。
So even within the Psalms, there is instruction given to us.
所以即使在诗篇里都有这样明显的教导。
God is considering that we all need to take time to slow down, to pause, to meditate.
神要我们慢下来，停下来，默想。
Or else we cannot comprehend fully.
不然我们没有办法完全明白他。
What he is trying to say to us.
不能完全明白他在这里所要说的意思是什么。
We serve a big God.
我们侍奉的是一位伟大的神。
A God that is king.
这位万王之王的神。
A God that says he is with us and for us.
这位他说与我们同在并且为我们效力的神。
He encourages us not to be afraid.
而且鼓励我们不要害怕。
When you find that your heart and your mind is having trouble grasping that truth,
当你的心觉得心思觉得说我很难完全了解这个真理。
When you're having trouble getting that in your heart,
当你读的时候我没有办法完全吸收。
Don't run from one thing to another.
不要跑来跑去。
That's when you need to take a little more time to still your heart.
而这个是你该安静下来，叫你的心思安静的时候。
Amen?
阿们吗？
Sometimes all of us, regardless how long we have walked with the Lord, we are tempted to be afraid. Amen?
不管我们信主多久了，我们很自然很多时候的反应就是会惧怕。
The stress and anxiety of life, the demands of life upon us make us afraid.
生活中的压力很多的变化会叫我们心里害怕。
And sometimes the best thing that we can do is to go into a room and close the door.
你知道最好的事情就是到你的房间把门关起来。
Kneel down next to our bed or next to a chair.
跪在你的床的旁边或书桌的旁边或椅子的旁边。
And say to yourself, I need to still my heart.
对你自己说，我现在需要安
静。I need to connect with the fact that God is with me.
我需要再跟这位与我同在的神接触上。
Amen?
阿们吗？
Do you know how to do that?
你知道如何这样做吗？
Are you daily doing that?
你有没有每一天这样来跟神接上呢？
Stilling your heart.
安静下你的忙碌的心
and listening carefully for God's voice.
仔细地听神的声音
And if we'll do that, you know what happens?
当我们不这样操练，你知道会怎么样吗？
God starts talking.
神会开始说话
The Holy Spirit starts to speak to us.
然后圣灵会开始提醒我们
He says, I'm right here.
告诉你说我在这里
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕
He gives you direction.
当我们这样做的时候，圣灵就会说话。
He shows you what the next step is.
而且指示我们下一步是什么。
And he'll show you what you don't need to worry about.
而告诉你说，你不需要为什么事害怕忧虑。
He gives you discernment.
他给你一个分辨的灵。
But because many of us sometimes get so busy that we don't get still anymore.
因为我们的心思常常是非常忙碌，我们不知道如何安静。
We have trouble walking in such a way.
我们很难，我们不善于这样子与神同行。
It's an interesting thing here in verse 11. God is the God of Jacob. God is the God of Jacob is our fortress.
刚才我们读46篇11节说，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
Do you know who the God of Jacob is?
我们知道雅各的神是谁呢？
Jacob.One of the patriarchs had a testimony. He had a story. He had an experience with him and God.
雅各他跟神有一非常有趣的经历。
God proved himself faithful to Jacob. Amen?
神向着雅各证明他是可信的。
The God who proved himself faithful to Jacob was a fortress to Jacob.
那位向雅各保持他的信实的是我们。也是雅各的避难所。
And the same lesson that God taught to Jacob,
神教导雅各学习的功课
He wants to teach to us.
也要教导给我们。
You know what the name Jacob means?
你知道雅各这个名字的意思是什么呢？
Heel grasper.
是那个抓脚跟的。
Jacob was the son of Isaac and Rebecca.
我们都知道雅各呢是以撒和利百加的孩子。
I believe that's Genesis 24-25.
是在这一段的故事记载是在创世纪24-25章那一代。
Jacob was the twin brother of Esau. He was the second born son.
雅各跟以扫是双胞胎，雅各是这年纪小一点的那个。
Esau, the firstborn of Rebekah and Isaac, was born first.
以扫呢在这两个双胞胎中他是先出来的。
And then as Jacob came out of the womb, the second born,
那雅各呢是第二个出来的。
He reached out his hand and grabbed his brother's foot.
他出生的时候呢是抓着哥哥的脚跟出来的。
And so literally, that's what his name means. One who trips or grabs the heel.
所以呢他的名字就叫雅各就是那个抓住脚跟的人。
And this is the story of Jacob.
这个呢就是雅各一生的写照。
Jacob was a clever man.
他是一个聪明的人。
Jacob was smart.
非常的聪明。
Jacob had a way to talk to people and talk people into doing what he wanted.
雅各很聪明而且能够说服别人做他想要做的事。
Jacob was a man that grabbed things with his hands and took it for himself.
他是一生都在那里抓的人。
This is a virtue, this is a quality that many esteem in the world.
就世界而言会抓的人好像是一个很聪明能干的人。
But Jacob's ability to take life in his own hands,
所以雅各一生呢都拼命的抓自己要掌控自己的人生。
Became a distraction from the very way that God wanted to give him a promise.
但他这个抓的性格呢就成为他不能得到神要给他祝福的。
It seems that from the very beginning, Jacob was concerned about being the second born and not the firstborn.
从他出生开始他就一直担心我是第二个出来的。
I mean, here he is, even as a tiny little babe, is reaching out and said, I want the first place.
才是一个婴儿时就很怕落于他哥哥之后就说我要做
第一。I want the blessing of the firstborn.
因为头生的有神的祝福我要做那个头生的。
I don't want to be second, I want to be first.
我不要做老二我要做老大。
Anybody ever felt that way?
你们在座有没有人有这种想法
Sure we have. We all want to be first, don't we?
不是吗
we be
在家里
honest.
我们常希望我是家里的老大。
This was Jacob's attitude.
这就是雅各的态度。
So,
所以呢,
we find him in Genesis 25:29.
你看在创世纪25-29章里面,
Jacob and Esau were very different.
你知道雅各跟他哥哥以扫是非常不同的。
Jacob liked to stay around the camp.
雅各呢喜欢住在帐篷里。
Esau, the firstborn, was this very strong, outdoorsman type of person.
以扫的这个哥哥呢是喜欢出去打猎的人。
It tells us that in the scriptures that Jacob was a smaller, very smooth-skinned man.
雅各呢个子比较小，然后皮肤非常的柔细的。
Esau was a taller, larger, stronger, hairy man.
以扫呢是比较高大，而且皮肤上多毛的人。
Two men very different.
这两个双胞胎非常的不同。
And Esau had the blessing, and Jacob didn't.
以扫是头生的，有这个祝福，雅各没有。
And so one day Esau runs in Genesis 25, and he's been hunting out in the field. He's very tired.
有一天呢，以扫打猎回来了，非常的疲倦。
He feels like he's about to collapse from hunger.
他饿得半死。
You ever felt that way?
有没有这种感觉，饿得快死了？
My friend Raymond always feels that way.
Raymond 常常觉得饿得快死。
He's always hungry, always about to collapse. I want to eat more.
他总是有很好的胃口，可以吃更多一点。
This is how Esau was.
以扫当时就是这样的状况。
So he runs into the camp, feeling like he's about to faint because he's hungry.
外面打猎回来，饿得半死，冲进了帐幕中。
And there's Jacob making a nice bowl of red beans.
那雅各呢，在那里安静煮了一锅非常好吃的红豆汤。
And so Esau runs over to him. Let me have some of those.
以扫就跑去说，给我一点。
I'm about to die.
我快饿死了。
And Jacob, he's thinking.
雅各这个诡诈人就在想
Esau was desperate. He wanted some of this food.
他现在饿昏了很想要吃点东西。
And without even a thought, he says, give me your inheritance and I'll give you these beans.
他想都不用想就说把长子的名分卖给我我就把红豆汤给你。
And so, very quickly, Esau thinks, what is an inheritance? What is the blessing of being the firstborn going to do me if I die? Give me that food right now.
我人都快饿死在这里，长子的名分有什么用啊？快给我一碗。
But we see the character of Jacob. He saw an opportunity and was very willing to manipulate his brother in order to get what he wanted.
在这里看到以扫的为人，他看到一个机会能够抢夺长子的名分，他用诡诈带着他的兄弟。
A couple chapters later,
几章之后呢?
Genesis 27,
在创世纪二十七章里,
we find Isaac is about to pass off the scene. His health is not well. He can't really see. He's blind.
你看这个为父的以撒年纪老了，眼目昏花。
And Jacob and Rebekah come up with this plan, how they can get Isaac to give Jacob the blessing that really belonged to Esau.
所以雅各跟他的母亲利百加就想了一个主意，怎么样骗他的老父亲得着长子的祝福。
You know the story, don't you?
我们都知道这一段的故事，不是吗？
So he gets some of Esau's clothes, he gets some animal furs, he disguises himself to look like Esau.
所以他就穿了以扫的衣服，然后手臂上绑了那个兽皮，要去骗他的老父亲。
And so Isaac gives the blessing that belonged to Esau, he gives it to Jacob.
老父亲以撒上当了，就把以扫当得的祝福给了雅各。
You see, Jacob wants that firstborn blessing, and he believes he has to manipulate and deceive and do everything he can to grab it in his hand to take it for himself.
你看雅各这么切望得到长子的名分的祝福，所以他用各样的诡诈的方法来夺取这个祝福。
Because he's always so busy working and striving and conniving,
他非常的忙碌，想要达到这个目的。
He is totally unaware of the fact that God actually wants to give him the blessing.Of the firstborn.
他一点都不知道，其实神要把头生的祝福给他。
But because he won't cease from all his striving, he won't be still long enough. He doesn't understand the heart of God about his situation.
他忙碌的用各样的诡计达到目的，却没有时间安静下来认识神向着他祝福的意念。
So needless to say.
所以不用说了。
When Esau finds out what Jacob has done,
当哥哥以扫发现这个弟弟所做的诡诈的事，
about how he has deceived his father Isaac into giving him the blessing,
他怎么样骗了老父亲，抢夺了长子的祝福，
Esau wants to kill Jacob.
以扫就要杀这个弟弟。
It's not good to have a big hairy man want to kill you, is it?
有一个高大多毛的人要追杀你，可不是一件好玩的事。
I mean, Jacob wasn't too smart, or he would have realized that's not the guy to make mad at you, is he?
Yeah, Jacob 是一个比较娇小的人，他应该知道不要去惹哥哥的怒气。
But his smart path had taken the better of him and tricked him into making some bad choices.
但是他自以为聪明，却把他带到一个更惨的境界。
So in Genesis 28, we find Jacob running for his life from his brother Esau.
所以我们看到在创世纪28章，雅各就起来逃跑，逃离他哥哥的追杀。
Finally, he gets so exhausted, so tired from running in fear and anxiety.
因为他心里充满了惧怕，因着逃跑也非常的疲惫，他来到了一个地方。
He finally decides to lay down his head.
他决定要休息一下。
And rest.
他需要停下来休息一下。
And suddenly, while he's asleep there in Genesis 28,
在创世纪二十八章，我们看到当他停下来休息的时候，
the scripture says he had a dream.
他在那睡着了，做了一个梦。
And there was a ladder from heaven to earth with angels ascending and descending.
看到他所躺的地方呢，有一个梯子直通天庭，有神的使者在上面上去下来。
And God was at the top of the ladder.
而神呢，站在那个梯子的顶端。
And he said, Jacob.I love you. I'm with you. I want to bless you.
他说我是你的神，我爱你，我要祝福你。
Jacob wakes up.
等他醒来之后，
amazed.
他很惊讶。
This is what he had been waiting to hear. Amen.
等他一辈子抓呢，就是要得着神的祝福。
This is what his whole life long he had been so anxious about.
他在梦中所听的，就是他一生想要拼命得着的神的祝福。
How could he get the blessing of God?
一直想要说我怎样能够得到神的祝福。
He'd been so worried about trying to make this happen and having to grab it with his own hand.
他很忧虑自己没有办法达到祝福，所以想尽了自己的办法要得到祝福。
And suddenly here God was talking to him, telling him he was going to give him that blessing.
突然他听到在梦中神跟他说话，然后告诉他我要祝福你。
But it's interesting there in 28, Genesis 28, Jacob says,God was in this place. He is in this place.
等到他醒来的，他说：“神竟然在这个地方。”
And I did not even know it.
我居然不知道。
Do you hear what happened with Jacob?
你听到，你发现 雅各的遭遇是怎么样吗？
God always wanted to bless Jacob.
就是从开始神就是要祝福他。
God wanted, was with him and wanted to make all the promises that he was so concerned about come about.
神要与他同在，并且把他所希望的祝福赐给他。
But Jacob had spent his whole life trying to make it happen in his own strength.
但是雅各拼斗了一生，用他自己的力量想要得着祝福。
And as a result, brought a lot of grief and sorrow into his life.
结果呢，是带了许多的灾祸，很多的忧愁到他的生命里。
He shamed himself, he shamed his mother, he shamed his father by manipulating and cheating and lying.
他羞辱了他的父亲、他的母亲和他自己，因为他用诡诈的方式得祝福。
Because he thought he had to do it in his own strength rather than trust God.
因为他以为他必须用自己的力量来得到，而没有依靠神。
And suddenly here he discovers God is with him.
在这里他做了梦的时候才知道神与他同在。
And he didn't even know it.
他竟然都不知道。
How did God finally speak to him?
神怎么样有机会跟雅各讲话的？
He got so tired.
就是他实在是累坏了。
He had to be still.
他必须停下来。
He was so exhausted,
他累坏了,
he just collapsed.
他就昏倒了。
It's hard to save yourself, isn't it?
有的时候我们真的很难帮助自己，不是吗？
It's hard to fight for yourself all the time, isn't it?
很难为自己征战，不是吗？
It's hard to do it all your own self in your own strength.
很用自己的所有力量来为自己奋斗是很辛苦的，不是吗？
And finally it got so hard for Jacob, he just collapsed.
到一个地步他简直累坏了，他就昏倒了。
God waits for us sometimes. God will wait till we get so tired of trying to do it ourselves.
很多时候神就要等我们到都没有力气了。
And in that place, he begins to speak to us.
在那个节骨眼上，神向我们说话。
And he says, I'm with you.
说我是与你同在。
I love you.
我爱你。
I will help you.
我会帮助你。
I will do it, he says.
我会为你成就。
Amen?
Amen吗？
Jacob could have found this out years ago if he would have just done it God's way.
如果雅各在早年的时候愿意安静下来，他早就可以经历这样的恩典了。
Do you hear what I'm saying to you this morning?
你们听见我所要表达的吗？
Finally, in Genesis 32,
所以到雅各到创世纪三十二章的时候，
Jacob bumps into the angel of the Lord.
雅各呢遇见一个神的使者。
And he wrestles all night.
他跟他终夜的摔跤。
And he realized the blessing that he had been fighting for his whole life long.
他才知道他一辈子想要得着的祝福。
The blessing of man.
这个人呢是可以祝福他的。
Could never surpass the blessing that only God could give.
你知道人所能带来的祝福远远比不上神要给我们的祝福。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
The angel of the Lord touched his hip.
在摔跤之际呢，这个使者摸了一下他的大腿窝。
And after that, he had the blessing of God on his life.
那之后呢，他祝福他，他得
到神的祝福。God changed his name from Jacob, the one that grabs.
在那个人给他一个新的名字，从雅各。
He changed his name from Jacob to Israel.
改成以色列。
He went from being a manipulator to being a prince.
从雅各的意思是抓的意思。以色列的意思是王子的意思。
Because he stopped fighting with men to get what men could give.
当他停止与人摔跤，要得着从人来的祝福。
And he received the blessing of God.
他就得着神的祝福，成为王子。
Amen. Do you know how to be still before God?
所以我们知不知道如何在神的面前安静下来？
Are you striving in your own strength to save yourself?
你现在仍然在靠你的力气想要拯救你自己吗？
Working so hard to accomplish something that only God can do.
我们这么努力想要做成就只有神才能成就的事。
God is so gracious.
神是充满了恩典。
When we realize that we've been so busy,
我们明白说很多时候我们心思实在太忙碌了。
God can give us a fresh start.
我们愿神给我们一个新的开始。
If we'll just commit our heart to be still in His presence. Amen?
只要我们愿意安静我们的心停留在他的同在里。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we are trying so desperately to hear a word of affirmation or love or encouragement or approval from men.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们忙着要从人那里得着鼓励，得着肯定，得着帮助。
We want to hear somebody say it's going to be okay. You're doing a good job. I love you. I like you. You're going to do something well.
我们喜欢人对我们说我们爱你，你做得很好，我会帮助你。
And we are trying to get this out of men.
我们常常需要从这些东西呢，从人来来。
It will never satisfy the need of our soul.
但是从人来的永远不能叫我们的心真的得到满足。
The words and approval of man can never be a substitute for what God can say to us.
人给我们的称许永远不能够代替从神来的话语。
This is the precious benefit of getting alone with God.
这个就是我们花时间与神同在。
In that quiet still place.
在那个安静的地方
you hear him say, I love you.
你听到神对你说我爱你
I am with you.
我与你同在
I forgive you.
我赦免你
I will provide for you.
我会供应你的需要
I will heal you.
我会医治你
I will empower you and strengthen you and enable you to do whatever I have called you to do.
我会加你力量让你做我所召你来做的事
Amen?
阿们吗
So I challenge myself, I challenge all of us, let us make a priority of getting still before God every day.
所以我挑战我自己，我也挑战所有在座的弟兄姊妹，每一天我们花时间安静在他面前。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
This is why it is so important that gathering together as the people of God is so important. It's such a value to get still before God.
你知道这就是为什么神的儿女来在一起一同安静在主面前等候他是非常重要的。
Our private time with the Lord, our prayer meetings, our corporate gatherings, all of these must take on a very important place where we connect with God's presence.
无论是我们个人等候神或我们在祷告的一个聚集里面等候神或者我们来在一起在这里神的同在里面等候神。
When you hear that little voice that says, Oh, I have no time for prayer meeting, I have no time to spend extra time in prayer today or to go to church because I have to get this assignment done or I have to do this, to get this project done. That thing that's always wanting to push you and push you and keep you going faster.
你知道很多时候我们听到那个仇敌来的声音说我太忙了我没有时间去教会我太忙了我没有时间安静在神的面前我太忙了不能去主日的崇拜这些事情都让我们与神的同在越来越远。
In those times we must remember the story of Jacob. Amen?
在那种时刻里提醒我们这个雅各一生的故事。
Psalms 46:11.
诗篇46篇11节。
The God of Jacob will be our fortress.
雅各的神是我们的避难所。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want us to take a moment to pray for those who feel like they need prayer. I know we're a little bit past 12, so if you need to dismiss yourself for lunch, we want to allow you to do that at this time.
我知道现在超过12点了但是我们盼望有一点机会为那些觉得有需要的人祷告所以如果是你没有需要你可以安静的下楼去使用午餐
But if you have heard the Lord speaking to your heart this morning
但是若是今天早晨你觉得神向你的心说话
If you've been too anxious, too fearful, wringing your hands, pacing too much
若是你为了许多的忧虑、焦虑走来走去
If you haven't been making time to get still before God,
而没有机会在神的面前花一点时间安静
we want to pray with you so we can all start afresh on this path.
我们愿意与你一起祷告，所以你可以有一个新的开始。
Amen.
阿门吗
Anyone here would like prayer? Just for God to touch you in a fresh way and help you start afresh.
在座有没有人愿意我们为你祷告让神的新鲜的爱再来触摸你一下让你有一个新的开始 Amen.
Hey Evan, why don't you come up here and just play your guitar quietly for me, will you please?
Evan, 请你上来安静地弹奏吉他
Forgive me for being a little random this morning.
原谅我今天早上也许我的交通不是很集中。
I was just trying to get myself to the place where God was wanting to talk to us about.
因为我也在神面前等候，想要我分，我让我自己分享到神要我分享的。
If you're wanting to start over and be still, 如果你
愿在神的面前有一个新的开始，学习安静。
Or if you need God to help you still your heart where you can hear Him afresh.
或者你需要神帮助你学习如何安静在他的面前。
If you've been too busy, if you've been trying to do it in your own strength,
若是你非常的忙碌，一切的事常靠着你自己的力量在做。
I challenge you to repent, to turn away from doing it in your own human strength and let God do it through you by being in His presence. Amen.
我鼓励你。现在把自己从那些事物中转过来，来到神的面前，悔改我们过去的情况。
So if you need prayer about this, please come forward and we will pray with you.
若是你需要这样的带导，我们邀请你到前面来。
You know if the Lord's talking to you. Let me pray for us, amen. And you come forward as I do.
现在我为大家祷告，当我们祷告的时候，你可以按照感动到前面来。
Father, we just thank you that you are with us.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你的同在。
And God, yet we confess that so often we're so busy.
我们也承认，很多时候我们实在太忙碌了。
That we fail to recognize that you are there.
以至于我们没有注意到你是与我们同在。
And God, we want to do this in your strength, not ours.
我们要靠着你的力量来过每天的生活，而不要靠我们自己的力量。
So God, we ask you to forgive us for striving in our own strength.
父啊，赦免我们靠自己力量生活。
And to help us do it by your strength.
帮助我们靠着你的力量来生活。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.Thank you, God.
谢谢主耶稣。
If you'd like prayer about this, just come forward right now, and we'll pray for you. Amen.
你若是有带祷的需要，我们鼓励你到前面来，我们为你祷告。
If you are tired of doing it the way Jacob did it, just come forward, and we'll pray with you.
因为你不想再像雅各一样靠自己的力量来抓的。你可以到前面来，我们为你祝福。
Amen. Amen. Let's just wait on the Lord just a little bit longer and see anybody else.
让我们在神的面前再多等
一下。You feel God tugging at your heart?
还有没有人你自己觉得神在里面感动触动你的心
Have you been feeling that burden of doing it yourself?
你一直觉得有一个重担因为你必须要靠着自己的力量来
努力 Too much stress, too much fear, too much anxiety. That's a sign that you're doing it yourself.
如果你觉得很大的压力主要就表示你是靠着自己的力量在做。
With the stillness of God's presence, in the stillness of God's presence comes the peace and rest of God in doing what He has called you to do.
在神同在的安静里是让我们重新得力好让我们能做我们需要做的事。
Amen.
Amen.
Krisha, can you help me pray with Michelle?
Thank you, Jesus.我们可以在位置上安静祷告、弟兄姊妹没有需要的也可以到楼下安静的离开去楼下用餐